This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, folks, to What's On Your Mind pre-Thanksgiving edition. What are you thankful for? I have a few suggestions today. We're going to be live tomorrow on Thanksgiving, taking your suggestions. If you have plans or you're traveling or you're out of town or you're going to be in the middle of putting the turkey in the oven tomorrow when we're on the air, call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. And then you can very easily leave us a message right there. So just press 1 and you leave a message and tell me what you're most thankful for. I am most thankful for, Todd, are you ready for a blatantly obvious suck up right now? Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
Out of you?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Blatantly obvious suck up.
I'm sitting down.
Right now, on the other side of the microphones from you and I are a whole lot of great listeners, and I'm really thankful for them because this is the best part of my day, without question. It is really I should say my work day. I don't want to offend any family members, but you know the opportunity, the wonderful blessing to be able to have a conversation every day. For a couple hours with salt of the earth, hardworking, innovative, smart as a whip listeners is really incredible. It really is. And every once in a while when you feel yourself getting into the routine, you just have to say, whoa, this is pretty cool. And it is pretty cool. I thought of it yesterday. We're moving our Fargo offices and studios. And so I'm having to clean out, which is not pretty. And my office isn't quite as cluttered as Todd's, but it's close. You know what I'm saying? There's lots.
Mine's cleaner than it used to be, but yeah, it is still pretty cluttered, though. I'll give you that.
Remember the time we did a Facebook Live of your office? I think remember.
Oh, it was horrendously cluttered. No question.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I'm a pack rat anyway, and I never want to throw anything away because I think I'm going to use it, and there's sentimental value and everything else. So I'm packing up some stuff, and I found some of the neatest things. And it's even things that I knew that I had received. I just had sat there and didn't have a chance to read the note. But I think the coolest one I have up on Facebook right now was from Cindy Rohde, I think is how you pronounce it. And Cindy's from Beulah, and her husband Ron passed away last March. And she was cleaning the house recently, and she found this UND plane that says Home of the Fighting Sioux on the side. And so she said, I found this cleaning, I thought of you. And she sent it along with, one of the memorial handouts from the funeral, so I could learn a little bit more about her husband, who tinkered with airplanes and trains and collected cars, and you know, so. You know, I feel like now I know Cindy and their family a little more, you know, so I just think it's pretty neat. So I put up just 4 examples of the many kind gifts that have been sent along, and just 1 example. And another is a pair of socks with an elephant on one. They're bright red socks with like stripes and stars and all kinds of stuff, and there's an elephant on one side and a I lean right on the other, on a sock, kind of funny, I lean right, and then political, yeah, you get it. And then a bag of candy corn, for crying out loud? I mean, really.
That sounds like you.
I didn't even realize this because our listeners clearly listen very well, but I said, I think I mentioned once that I like candy corn on the air, and all of a sudden a bag of candy corn shows up.
I made a big deal about it on Halloween, so.
Well, you have a better memory than I do because a listener, Andy, says, once you wouldn't shut up about it during Thanksgiving.
Andy's
during
right.
Halloween, you were like, do you like candy corn or do you like Reese's Pieces? Well, like candy corn.
Well, if your memory's that bad, we're going to start programming into your memory a whole bunch of stuff. You got that? You got that $10,000 you owe me, Scott? Because you remembered it, don't you?
Oh my gosh! So I mean, that's just plain cool. It's just plain cool. So, and then what else do I have on there? Was it Randy Papacek? I don't know how to say the name, but I have it on Facebook that sent that from Bismarck. So thank you. And then there is pie, like pumpkin pie as big as a pizza, pumpkin pie. It was delivered from our friends at Roars, and they said, grateful, thankful, blessed, and sent a little cutting board and a little pumpkin pie. Jim Roars himself delivered that to our offices yesterday. And I just thought, how nice is that? Roars is doing the building for us in the new facility on Thunder Road at Chose Investments. So we're looking forward to being over there with the folks at Chose in the new year, actually pretty soon, later this month. So pretty cool. But anyway, for all of those good folks, thank you, thank you, thank you. And check them out, what I'm talking about. And really, in all sincerity, thank you for the fine friendship. That's what this is. And we are thankful. We are really thankful about it. Honestly, that's no joke. It is. It means a lot, and every day is a whole lot of fun just getting on the radio and talking about it. So we thank you very much, and we'll do a little more of what you're thankful for on the program tomorrow. Let me give you also the lay of the land today. We are broadcasting our show from Healing with Hyperbarics, a new clinic. And hyperbaric treatment is not new to North Dakota. Tony Welder, a number of years ago, built a clinic in Bismarck with a hyperbaric chamber, and there are a few other chambers. I think Bemidji has one, and there's a few others. But there's nothing like the clinic that's here with the expertise that's here with it. And we're going to talk a little bit about it today on the program. I am thankful for this medicine. I'm thankful for this treatment. I have seen it change the lives of friends of mine, so I know it works. It's oxygen under pressure. It helps you heal faster. You know, pretty amazing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program as well, and meet some people that have been impacted by it. Talk to a coach that's talking to trainers about it, because trainers sometimes are under the influence of whoever the medical partner is, and so they sort of feel the pull to, no, we got to go that route, not your route. So we'll talk a little bit about that and hear some incredible stories today on the program, and talk with Dr. Daphne Denham, who is the proprietor here, who built this clinic, who moved from Chicago to do this. And I want you to know about the different kinds of treatments that are available. Concussions is a huge, huge impact. I mean, talked earlier with a mother, Angela. Two boys, both football players. One boy, this great outdoorsman, all this energy, you know, can't do enough. Comes home, you know, day after a concussion in a football game and doesn't want to do anything. Says, I'm done hunting. You know, just completely different person. And so she does some quick research and finds out about this clinic, gets her son here and said, two treatments, three treatments, her son's back. Her son is back. And because he spent time in a hyperbaric chamber, which, by the way, is about the most unbelievably easy treatment I've ever seen in my life. You comfortably lie down, watch a little TV while the oxygen does the work, you know, and they determine how many and how long you need. So it really works. So anyway, I think you'll enjoy this, and I am thankful for this too. I really am. I'm so glad it's here, and I have been bit by this bug for a long time, mainly due to a friend of mine, Purple Heart recipient, whose life was altered in a big way because of his decision to seek an age waiver, join the National Guard, go to Iraq, unfortunately injured by a bomb. The Army pumped medicine full of him and almost killed him. Another prescript, another prescript, another prescript. Thought he was crazy. Finally, somebody decided to do a scan and found out, holy buckets, does he have TBI? One of the worst they'd ever seen. He found out about a clinic, Dr. Paul Hartz, down in Louisiana, same medicine, and was healed because of it. Went from almost a vegetable, just really unable to be a dad or a husband or a business owner or anything, to someone that, while still has some issues, is pretty darn, well, he's a miracle. And the U.S. Army wouldn't give him that treatment, which is just, in my mind, wrong. It's wrong. The VA needs to understand that. Met the other day, a Navy SEAL, Team 6, youngest ever to join Team 6. David Rogers is his name. You have to be high test to be a Navy SEAL. And Team 6, youngest ever to join 6. So, I mean, we're talking about incredible function, right? comes back, no evident injury in the sense of like rusty or war injury. His was PTSD. And all of a sudden his function decreased month to month to month to month, where it doesn't work, on the verge of a divorce, and just life upside down. He comes to Fargo, North Dakota, healing with hyperbarics, and has a complete reversal. Complete reversal. Still doing, treatments. That's how we treat our veterans, isn't it? Should be. So there's a lot of reasons behind it. I'm going to try and unpack a little bit of why there is the objection in the medical world to this, what's behind that. But honestly, I don't care about that fight much. I just want you to know it's available here. Find a way. This kind of treatment is here. So we're going to talk about all that today on the program. Plus, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour as well. So busy edition of the program as we lead into Thanksgiving on What's on Your Mind. Stick around, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. There's excitement in the air, and you're going to feel it next time you see your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza. Everything that has made Pizza Corner Pizza the finest anywhere will stay the same. The generous amounts of quality toppings, the tangy tomato sauce, all on an Italian-style bakery crust. But we're excited to present to you the new and fresh updated packaging that will reinforce Pizza Corner Pizza as the pride of North Dakota. Need a quick dinner or a football game snack? Consider a Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
I'm NDSU Extension crop economist Dr. Frank Olson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until midsummer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice? Plan ahead. Don't panic and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
No, Mom's gonna do the turkey. Yeah, Dad wants ambrosia, so I guess we gotta get those miniature marshmallows. And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberry. You know I can't cook. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Gobble, gobble. Oh, bye-bye.
This was the famous car rental scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, if you didn't recognize that little voice. I don't think if we'd have let it go much longer, we would have been working on Thanksgiving, Todd, right? We would have been... Remember Steve Martin just launches right after that? Oh, yep. That was a classic. That was a good little Thanksgiving movie. That one right there. I could watch that all day long. Those aren't pillows, by the way, as we say often. I want to tell you about some great holiday pie. And today, if you're scrambling a little, like, okay, I just need that extra little something, Village Inn will help you out. Go to villageinn.com. Put in the kind of pies you want right now. VS Pumpkin, Pumpkin Supreme, Classic Pumpkin with Real Whipped Cream. They've got them all. Banana Cream, Caramel Apple, Caramel Pecan Silk Supreme, Cherry Coconut Cream, Country Apple, French Silk Key Lime, Lemon Meringue, Lemon Supreme, Peach, Southern Pecan. There's pecan and then there's Southern Pecan. Strawberry Rhubarb, my personal favorite.
Okay, can you explain the difference between pecan and southern pecan?
You'd have to talk to someone from the south. I can't help you out there. I'm sorry.
Or the mispronouncing pecan if you're a pecan. Or
pecan pie, yeah. Villageinn.com for your holiday season. Go online today and they'll be all ready to go at the time you select. So it's a nice way to go. All right, we are live today from Healing with Hyperbarics. We are chatting with Daphne Denham, who is the head of this clinic, came from Chicago to build this clinic. Is there anything like this? I mean, we're pretty unique here in the Midwest, for sure, what you built here, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and even an upgrade on what you had in your clinic in Chicago to really do it right.
We took everything we wanted to change and changed it here.
And for the typical, just sort of your top three, four, five. We talked about concussions today and how it helps. That's very obvious. PTSD and how that has helped. You know, what other things are you just, I mean, there's a laundry list. I mean, wound care is a big deal, right?
Correct. Wound care typically is FDA approved as an indication for the use of hyperbaric. Therefore, Medicare and insurance pays for it. That includes diabetic foot ulcers that have an infection and go to bone, chronic bone infections. Osteomyelitis is another indication. Patients who have had radiation for cancer treatments that several years later develop a wound in the radiated tissue or need surgery in the radiated tissue. Those are indications that the FDA acknowledges have proven benefit and therefore insurance covers.
What else? What would you say folks should consider hyperbaric oxygen treatment for?
As a general surgeon background, I'm enjoying seeing hyperbaric used for many acute injuries or injuries less than 24, 48 hours old that we can get patients in that instead of progressing with the injury, progressing with the swelling, waiting 3 days to 2 weeks before they can have something done because something is swollen, we're getting that injury to take a U-turn and go ahead and start healing. And that's part of what we do with the acute or fresh concussions is we never even let that injury progress to what it would have been. We've already got it healed within the 3 days that otherwise it would just begin to start healing.
We have with us someone that is a coach for a number of years and now talking to a number of trainers around the state. Myron Loberg is here. Myron, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Now, you're having conversations with trainers to say this is a treatment you should consider when your athletes are injured.
I'm having conversations with anybody I can find. Superintendents, trainers, ADs, moms and dads. I walk around with flyers in my hand just kind of handing stuff out whenever I hear somebody mention that, well, that could be healed with hyperbarics.
What do you most want them to know about it? What do you tell them?
I want them to know about that it's one of the greatest ways, if not the greatest way, of healing things without having to have medicines and all that sort of things stuck in their body. I mean, I've been able to take hyperbarics because I have had a heart surgery here about 9 months ago, but some of the medicines I've been on make me feel like I'm on another planet.
No kidding.
So I just tell them, if you have some question about it, go and talk to them. I said, they can tell you whether it works or if you're eligible to do it or not eligible. You know, I don't know what, I mean, I know that whole list of things they have, but I was talking to one student athlete that has some kind of pains in his shoulders and their back and their neck and kind of has some headaches and stuff. I said, you need to get down there. And so I'm still working on them because they're trying some other things. And I'm going like, well, that's chemical based and, you know, whatever kind of stuff. But I just have been traveling at least the southeast part of the state up into the Devil's Lake area where I used to teach and coach and spreading the word as much as I can.
Good for you. Are trainers open to different treatments?
Questionable. Because of their affiliation with the various area hospitals that they're associated with, they're not really able to say anything to an injured kid, but a mom or a dad or myself could go down. And I know of a case in Valley City where one of the other ladies that helped with bringing this clinic here into town was at a football game that her son was playing at, and a kid from Valley City got a concussion. And she went down there and talked to him, and the next day or maybe that night, the kid was over here getting a treatment, and
they're very excited. Yeah, that's the route to go, really. I mean, do trainers care for the athletes? Of course, right? I mean,
oh, definitely, they do.
They live it, breathe it, sleep it, and work it. But I think we can fairly say they don't care as much as parents do, because that's your own blood, and parents get engaged, ask questions. You know, I wish I had asked more when our daughter had a concussion, volleyball in warm up, just got beamed by a ball and literally, you know, had to do school at home and couldn't have any light, and this went on and on and on and on for, you know, over a year, and we're just doing traditional treatment and it's wait, and she's already been over here for a little tune up. You know, she eventually got better, but I wish I'd known about it at the time. So ask questions because it's available and it's here. Myron, thank you. He mentioned the you know, the medicine thing. I only have about a half a minute here, but is I've always heard Big Pharma is very much against this because the more hyperbaric oxygen treatment, the less actual drugs. Is that right?
Correct, especially in the VA population. If you look at the average veteran, just as you talked about Rusty Orts, many veterans are on 20 to 25 pills a day. I treated a veteran in Chicago. We added up his pharmacy bill, $3,500 a month for his medications. The really sad part is there isn't a lab rat anywhere in the United States that has been exposed to all 20 pills that he's on.
Isn't that something?
And, but he's off.
And also, you know, there's treatment without the drug, so very interesting stuff. Healing with hyperbarics. We're talking about it today. On What's on Your Mind, it's one of the things I'm thankful for. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any of this, by the way, at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juben. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day before Thanksgiving has arrived. It's traditionally thought of as one of the busiest days for travel in America, and it seems to be living up to its billing, according to reports from airports and highways nationwide. The East Coast expected to experience the coldest Thanksgiving it's had, perhaps in more than 25 years. Also, just in time for making the Thanksgiving meal, a warning from the CDC not to include romaine lettuce in any form.
Check your refrigerators. If you have any type of romaine lettuce, go ahead and throw it away. And saying do not eat it.
That's the CDC's Dr. Laura Jaratowski, who says 32 people in 11 states and 18 in Canada have become ill because of E. coli that's apparently come from tainted romaine lettuce. One person's been killed, five others seriously injured in a fiery crash on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
One of the great, great scenes of all time for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I just remembered the other one. I don't know if... this will make any sense as we play it rather than watching it, but do you remember the trooper that came up to John Candy in that Chrysler convertible that had, you know, like,
yep.
I mean, the top burned. They had every possible ailment on the road. It was barely running. It was over the side of the road.
And you think this is roadworthy?
And then he goes through the list. Do you have any working gauges? Not a one. No, no, sir, not a one. Oh, my gosh. That is, yeah. So that's our little Thanksgiving week humor, ladies and gentlemen. On What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hedden, and we're brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. I talked to Mark Jovig yesterday. Mark is one of the partners that operates Go Wireline, the man you'd work for if you're there. And he was out hunting. He had a coveted tag and was out in the Badlands and just talking about the great beauty of North Dakota and all the hunting available to everybody. And, you know, think about that. I mean, that's a quality of life issue that is really pretty incredible when you think about, those opportunities. Yes, great work, great company, great opportunities to do some wonderful things, but also a lot of quality of life. So remember that when you're thinking about a potential career, and go to gowireline.com/careers. You don't even need experience in the wireline industry. They'll train you. So come ready to work and they'll do it. Williston and Dickinson locations, gowireline.com/careers. So I have some advice from a listener, Todd, related to the gift from a different listener that I talked about earlier. Candy corn is poison. Wow. Candy corn is poison. That seems maybe a little harsh. I don't know. What do you think? You think that's a little, I realize it's sugar, it's candy, and, you know, nobody's going to, you know, recommend it anytime soon as a main food group, but I mean, come on. Happy Thanksgiving, says another texter, to you and your family. When you're saying grace, please take a moment and pray for our men and women in uniform who cannot be home with their families because they're protecting our country. Signed, Mike. Thank you, Mike. You're exactly right. Couldn't agree anymore. That one, you want that one on the list as well. Adam says, you kind of glossed over the most important point at the end there. A vet was helped off of a chemical of 20 types of, like, psychotropic drugs. No, I agree. It's the important point. That's why I'm here. But we'll talk more about that as we go. Our next guest is Dr. David Bebedorf from Valley Vision in Grand Forks, but he's here at the Hyperbaric Healing Clinic every Monday and Friday, and has got a very, very advanced background in neurovision and optometry, and I think someone perfect to talk a little bit about the ongoing research of interest, including the investigation of vision and athlete performance. Think about that. And concussions assessed. Rehab, enhancement of the visual skills of athletes. That's what he does. Dr. Bieberdorf, it's nice to have you back. How are you?
Nice talking to you, Scott.
Grand Forks is another place I'm thankful for. I'll be up there tomorrow, actually, at Engelstad Arena for the broadcast with the coach of the UND hockey team, Brad Berry. So, but many, many great memories from my 18 years up there. And always appreciate talking to folks from Grand Forks. But you're commuting. You're doing both places, and here in Fargo, in Grand Forks as well. And want to talk a little bit about this. Why is vision being used to determine whether what Dr. Denham does is working?
Well, that's real interesting. In the past, validity has generally centered around symptoms and the outcomes of symptoms or neurocognitive tests. But we find that the visual system is very sensitive to anything that goes wrong with the brain. For instance, it's estimated that about 80 to 90% of all the information that enters the brain is visual. And that the visual system alone consumes, almost 50% of your resting brain's energy. But when you've had a concussion, there's an estimation of about 90% of concussions having one or more ocular problems. And so it needs investigating because it can impede information processing and slow processing down. In fact, this can happen. We've done some research even months, years after a concussion, and we can kind of find out who had had a previous concussion just based on the visual systems alone.
Texter says here, I had three concussions in high school. Football, two heat strokes, and a confirmed fever of 106. I feel my brain does not work very well. Slow, foggy memory, feeling like my brain is numb. No thoughts, just randomly staring off into the distance. Would this treatment help? And I want to ask you, his question is, would this treatment help? I also want to piggyback to that to say, you know, what are some of the vision problems associated with concussions that people can use to link these two?
Well, the two biggest ones are a condition known as convergence insufficiency, where the two eyes do not team well, especially up close. That person would experience unstable near vision in that it would maybe go double or be blurry for reading and close work. The other thing is called an accommodative dysfunction, where the focusing mechanism of the eye doesn't focus right. And so that many people will call it the deer in the headlights look, or the dazed look, or the glassed over look, because they can't converge the eyes and they can't focus. And as a result, reading becomes really problematic. So reading problems are a big issue with concussion, and of course, return to learn and return to work decision making.
And that really is a problem for students, right? I mean, you can't read, you can't do homework, you can't. I mean, your college students, all of a sudden, your world shuts down.
Yeah,
and that's a big problem. This texter here, Dr. Denham, would the treatment help?
Yes, and what is so impressive about hyperbaric, and he's talking about what we hear over and over, is patients come out after a treatment and say, I'm me again. The clouds have cleared. The fog has lifted. That's part of what I call gimping through life. Everybody seems to say, oh, you're better. You are able to do ABC. But you know that your thoughts that should be lined up like dominoes and go all the way through and come to an end point seem like they're missing a few in the middle. It's so much harder to do everyday regular tasks, and you can't get that memory made or can't pull up that full executive function. And we see hyperbaric helping with that years and years after an injury.
That's an amazing story. We have a mom on the phone, Larissa, and Larissa's daughter had a concussion a year ago. Family spent about $2,000 in medical insurance, spent almost $12,000, but the symptoms remained the same. That's a problem. Larissa, thanks for joining us to talk a little bit about your story.
Thank you.
What did you do?
Initially we did the waiting after she had first gotten her concussion, and then we did proceed to go to physical therapy, chiropractor for several months. You know, as you said, you know, it was added up to over a couple $1,000 for us. And we thought she was cured and good to go, and that took probably even 10 months. And so when the new school year started up in the fall here, she continued to have nauseousness. She'd come home with headaches from school. She was very sensitive to watching movies. So as you guys were just talking about the whole vision piece, she really struggled to watch movies at school, just with the flickering of the lights that happens in movies. And so she, again, was coming home with nauseousness and headaches. And we happened to hear about the hyperbaric treatments through the football program where we're from. There was some athletes that had gone and had great, great success. So we thought it's worth a try. And so she started her treatments. And she went for I think, maybe 9 days in a row. And then saw a drastic difference. And like Dr. Denham was just talking about, she felt like herself again.
How does that make a mom feel?
Oh, I was ecstatic. I probably could have cried. I was so thankful for the program. And, of course, it was super nice that there was the grant going on so that we didn't have to pay again. But, you know, even so, just a week ago, she felt like she was having some headaches again after being off, not going for quite a while. And I decided to go ahead and pay because it's so worth it. She really, she comes out of it immediately a new person.
And Dr. Biebendorf, the ticket, so Larissa doesn't have to pay, or it can be considered a medical treatment just like anything else. The medical community is, data, right, proving this out and bucking some of the trends that are holding this back. I know that the Dakota Medical Foundation is working on this. They did the grant to allow Larissa's daughter to have that. Others have had that as well and are getting tested by you for that. What are those, what will be the outcome of that?
Well, some of the tests that we are using have to do with sophisticated eye tracking devices. We're looking at the oculomotor skills of versions, which are eye movements in the same direction, vergences, which are eye movements in the opposite direction, and the focusing apparatus accommodation. So we look at those three aspects, and plus we have other tests of electrophysiological testing of how fast the information or stimulus gets to the visual cortex. So we have a bunch of tests that are objective, and that can help us figure out the efficacy of this treatment. And so those are some of the things. And we're getting some help from the University of North Dakota's Department of Psychology. So that's encouraging.
This data and all this work going on here will again hopefully bring down some of these walls that are holding back this and real quick, Dr. Biebendorf, what is the holdback? What is the medical establishment worried about here?
Well, like with anything new, any pharmacological treatment or anything new, they want to make sure it's safe and efficacious. And I think the biggest thing is it's been hard to do a double-blind study with hyperbaric oxygens because of the nature of the treatment. And so we have to look at other new outcome-based measures to validate the performance
changes that occurred. Keep at it because it's life-changing for a lot of folks. Thank you all so much, Larissa. Our best to you and your daughter. Dr. Biebendorf, good to chat with you, and Dr. Daphne. And I will be back after this.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's excitement in the air, and you're going to feel it next time you see your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza. Everything that has made Pizza Corner Pizza the finest anywhere will stay the same. The generous amounts of quality toppings, the tangy tomato sauce, all on an Italian-style bakery crust. But we're excited to present to you the new and fresh updated packaging that will reinforce Pizza Corner Pizza as the pride of North Dakota. Need a quick dinner or a football game snack? Consider a Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
Now, you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works. Funny as that may seem, with all this mess, the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's as clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
Clear as a bell. That right there, Todd, is a testament to the business we're in. See, despite everything bad, radio's still there, right? I mean, smartphones, you know, all that stuff goes away, Netflix and everything. You still have the radio. See?
Exactly.
John Candy.
If he would have had a smartphone in that movie, then it would have melted into a ball if he even still had it in the car.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, our little Thanksgiving movie, a flashback for you today on What's On Your Mind, live from the Hyperbaric Clinic, known as Healing with Hyperbarics in Fargo, North Dakota. We'll tell you more about that in the segment. Congressman Kevin Cramer, next hour for the full hour, and your questions and comments, welcome for him. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, home of the newly designed brand new product. This is hot off the presses. This is getting rave reviews. Mattress topper. And it comes in a little box, and you unravel it, baby, and you put it on, and it works fantastic. If you would like a mattress topper, we can get you 30% off, plus two standard pillows thrown in. Because we're pals with Mike Lindell. Loves our listeners, okay? So what you do, go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, back with our conversation with Dr. Daphne Denham. We're talking about hyperbaric oxygen treatment today on the program, and we're getting inundated with questions about does it work for this, does it work for that, so I want to ask you a couple of quick ones, and then we're going to talk to our final guest here. Can you please ask her about treatment for autoimmune diseases, neuromuscular diseases, and a word I can't say, ankylosing spondylitis?
Ankylosing spondylitis.
I didn't do too bad. Yeah, okay. Yes or no?
It does. There are some reports of treatments using hyperbaric oxygen for ankylosing spondylitis from the 90s. Hyperbaric was used for a lot more conditions prior to the 70s when the FDA approved certain conditions, did not approve other conditions, and then hospitals put in chambers and started charging $2,000 per treatment. So it really set the science back several years.
Wow.
And as we discussed with Bieberdorf, there's not a good placebo treatment for it. But autoimmune disorders are one of the things, after we get concussions taken care of and it becomes standard of care, it is certainly worth exploring, because so many of the drugs, again, big pharma, for treating autoimmune disorders are enormously expensive, and they have toxic side effects.
So try it. Right?
Try it.
I mean, because again, it's oxygen. It isn't as though it's going to do any harm. MS, does it help? Someone wants to know.
MS, it is standard of care in many places in Europe for MS. If you want a really great opportunity to read about MS with hyperbaric, if you go to oceanhbo.com, ocean like the Atlantic Ocean, HBO.com. It is Dr. Richard Neubauer's clinic website. He wrote a book that is out of print, but if you give them your name and email address, they will send you a Xerox PDF copy of his book, and there is a chapter on MS and the treatment protocol. It's actually that chapter that I used to develop my concussion protocol.
Wow. We have a couple minutes left, but I want to get in one more guest, Jessica Holmes. She has chronic compartment syndrome, significantly limited with her activities until this treatment. Jessica, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So tell us about how this treatment helped you.
You know, I battled compartment syndrome and popliteal artery entrapment for 19 years. I played a lot of basketball, volleyball, softball, you know, had just struggled with not being able to run very far. You know, I'd last about 2 minutes running. I just had struggled for years. I've had, you know, five different surgeries. I've been down to Mayo Clinic, tried everything out there. And I finally found this clinic had just opened up and thought, hey, it's one thing that I haven't tried yet. You know, let's try it and see. You know, after, I think it was two treatments, I was able to actually stand at my son's soccer practice for a full hour, where before I would last maybe 5 minutes before the pain got too much and I would need to sit down and rest. So it's just in the matter of just everyday life, being able to stand, being able to walk without pain, it's been awesome.
Hey, grab a pen. I'll give you the number because we're getting a lot of questions about how do I get treatment, how do I find out more, how do I talk to these folks, and I'll give you the telephone number in half a minute here before we leave the airwaves. Is what Jessica just told us typical for that? And I've never heard of chronic compartment syndrome, but
her five surgeries is currently what is typical for that. Chronic compartment syndrome is when someone has such large muscle mass that it is surrounded by the fascia that's non-forgiving.
So normally the medical community says
surgery.
You need surgery, and she had surgery, and got nothing for it.
But surgery leads to inflammation, and this is an inflammatory disorder to begin with. Wow. So we're operating on inflammation and causing more inflammation. So treating compartment syndrome with hyperbaric is the answer.
I want you to know, folks, that this is something we're going to continue to follow very closely, and this is just the beginning of the conversation on this. Jessica, thanks for sharing your story. Thanks to everybody for sharing the story. Dr. Denham, thank you. And here's the number, 701-532-2426. 701-532-2426. Or there's a website, healingwithhyperbarics.com. Healingwithhyperbarics.com. Kevin Kramer, coming up.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck, construction, and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.